Most of us spend our lives living out a daily routine. We get up, go to work, maybe exercise, spend time with loved ones. These are all activities we take for granted until something like a cancer diagnosis turns the mundane into something precious. The new film Ordinary Love takes on this idea, introducing us to Tom and Joan, a long-married couple played by Liam Neeson and Leslie Manville. Their charming and non-eventful lives are turned upside down when Joan finds a lump in her breast that turns out to be cancerous. Tom immediately pledges his support.
There isn't a moment I won't be there with you.
I know.
I'm going to torture you. You know that, don't you?
Torture me now.
Good. You know what to expect, man.
I'm frightened.
I know, kid. I know. Every moment.
This diagnosis will test their relationship, despite the deep love the two have for each other. Again, the film is Ordinary Love and stars Liam Neeson and Leslie Manville, both of whom join us from NPR studios in New York. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hello.
Hi, Tanya.
I want to play a little bit of a scene. This is before Joan gets her diagnosis, and she's worrying about what's going to happen.
If you have breast cancer, which I don't think you do, if you have breast cancer, we will do whatever has to be done, the two of us. That's what's going to happen.
You know, this is just one of the scenes that really shows how this relationship between these two characters feels so familiar. I mean, we really feel as if we're watching two people who've been together for years. I'm really curious, how do you go about creating that kind of intimacy?
Well, you can't be too prescriptive about it. I mean, the relationship was very well written on the page, and the rest you kind of have to leave up to, you know, instincts and how you all come together on the day. I think Liam and I work quite similarly in that we do the homework we need to do. We learn the lines and we come in and we know the shape of things. But then you just start playing it and you play off the other person. You know, I was very much playing off what Liam was giving me and vice versa. We were very relaxed with each other, very easy.
Joked a lot.
We what?
Yes.
We choked.
Joked.
We joked.
I thought you said choked. No, joke. Well, we did joke. we did joke a lot. So it was light. You know, the atmosphere was light, despite the fact that we're doing a scene, a film with heavy drama in many ways, although it's also quite funny and very beautiful and a touching love story about two people that you don't often see love stories told about. You know, a very ordinary couple and still liking each other and, you know,
making each other laugh.
Yeah.
The script was based on the writer, Owen McCafferty, who is mainly known as a theatre writer and a wonderful one too. This is his first screenplay, and it was based on an episode in his life with his wife, lovely wife,
right,
Peggy. And this is the type of banter he comes up with.
Yeah. We all know you for your action movies, for instance, Taken. But this is really a departure from that tough guy who has it all under control. Is that what drew you to Tom?
Yes, I guess. I mean, I'm still making action movies, believe it or not. The age of 67. Sorry for laughing. Oh, God, that's so sad.
No, it's not. People love it.
It is.
You know you've got the number one GIF out there from Taken, you're holding the phone and you say, I will find you and I will kill you.
Yeah, I know. God, if I had a penny for every time someone said that to me, I'd be very rich. But still,
I'm
no.
Sure.
It was great to do, you know, especially at that juncture in my life. I was 54. No, I just turned 55 when we completed the first Taken. And it's nice to do have a departure. It's not to show off or anything like that. The older I get, the more I love writers. And it's my passion is to read. But to read a script starting at page one and finish at page 92 or something and think, I haven't stopped for a cup of tea. I didn't go to the bathroom once. There's just something, a quality about this script that's true and real and deeply touching. And that's what Ordinary Love did for the pair of us.
Mm. Yeah. You know, you're playing someone who's basically helpless. I mean, Tom has to watch Joan go through this surgery and then chemotherapy. and she's suffering and there's so little you can do to help her. I'm just curious, what was that feeling like to explore?
Well, I've had four relations in my immediate family and my wife's family who died of breast cancer. I know when these deaths happened, how it affected me, and it was very easy to kind of channel that, certainly in scenes with Leslie and the possibility that she may not survive this.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a man, I've lived a life, Leslie has lived a life for her age, and we just allowed that to come out of ourselves without really deeply scratching the surface. Do you know what I mean?
Yep, I know exactly what you mean. Leslie, a lot of times when actors play people with disease, they do research so that they can portray it really more accurately. But I actually read that that was something you did not want to do. Why?
Well, because when you're going through what Joan is, it's all happening new to them. You know, Joan hasn't researched breast cancer. And because we had real chemo nurses and biopsy nurses, technicians working with us, I mean, in the scenes, they would talk me through what each piece of machinery would be doing, what the biopsy with the big needle would be like, and et cetera, et cetera. And so I didn't want to really be very, very prepared because it's happening to Joan for the first time.
You know, I know the exact moment when I burst into tears in watching this film. It's when your character, Liam, says out loud, "How do you say to someone, don't die?" And I think that's a question that all of us kind of have when we are experiencing someone in our lives, either through old age or through health reasons. We are watching them die. But there are also moments of anger here. We see a number of scenes where Joan and Tom lash out at each other. How important was it for you to show this side of Tom, Liam, in the relationship?
I think it was very important because, otherwise you get this reverential scene after scene after scene of care and talking quietly. And it's not human. You know, there's anger and frustration that I can't fix this. The guy's job, generally speaking, is to be a fixer, you know, and he can't fix this. We have a great argument. It's a lovely scene, actually, where I'm asking her, did you take this particular pill? Joan, Leslie's character, saying, it doesn't matter, just pass me a pill. It doesn't matter which one. And I'm saying, it's absolutely important we know which one, which leads to this row where they literally do shout at each other and throw things at each other.
We're both going through this.
No, we're not, Tom, we're not. I'm going through it. You've just got to cope with things, cope with stuff. I had the cancer. I ain't going through chemo. I ain't going to have a double mastectomy.
I'm doing my best here.
I ain't not.
I'm glad we had that scene. And it's important because it's real and it's frustrating, and it's a way of just releasing some sort of angst and worry and fear, you know.
Yeah, it's vital that you have that in there.
As you mentioned, Liam, earlier, this film was written by Owen McCafferty based on his own experiences with his wife, Peggy. Did that put more of a responsibility for you guys to get it right?
Yes, for that reason, and for all the millions of women who go through it, you wouldn't want to sugarcoat this subject or sentimentalize it and not present it accurately, because there'd be a lot of justified outrage. But I've spoken to lots of women who've seen the film in England and in Canada when I was at the Toronto Film Festival with it, who've been through the same thing. And there was a sense of relief from all of them that a film was compassionately but accurately showing what they'd been through without it being just doom and gloom.
Yeah.
You know, with
yeah.
it being about carrying on having a sexual relationship, carrying
yes.
on going to the supermarket, getting on with their lives, you know, that that life with all its multi facets carries on even though you've lost your hair and you're about to lose your breasts, and it's
yeah, and you still have to go to the supermarket and buy groceries to eat for that week, you know.
Yep.
All that minutiae of life is incredibly important to show, and I thought Owen wrote that very, very bravely.
What would you say to people who will hear that Ordinary Love is about a couple dealing with breast cancer and say, I'm not sure if I want to see a film about cancer? Maybe there's fears about it being too depressing or something that they've had to face in their own lives.
Tanya, I would say the film is a love story. That's what it is. It's a love story. It's got hope. It's got potential. It's got vibrancy. It's got a lust for life. And breast cancer, yes, is the basis of I guess, what the story is based on. But it's a film of love and hope.
Leslie Manville and Liam Neeson star in the new film Ordinary Love. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.